Well, hey there. Hey, how are you? Hello and welcome to another episode of Unfixed. For those listening on the Ultimate Radio, which we're doing tonight's Unfixed show in partnership with Ultimate Radio. That's ultimateradio.co.uk. For those of you expecting to hear the dispatch tonight, thank you for tuning in to my show. This is another show that I've been doing since 2007. It is called Unfixed. It is not a music show as such. It is a comedy variety show. It is segment driven. And it's a hoot. It is just a good old time. And we're here with a special guest co-host tonight, The Bull Bag.
Yes, yes, yes. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. I am lit.
Yeah. Okay, you did it. You did it. We talked about that in like pre-pro.
Yeah.
And you did it. You're lit. Yeah, no, right. It's good to be here. I'm super excited. Long time coming. Yeah. Some might know, some may not know.
Hey, you know the show all the way back from when we did it at La Rose College.
Yeah, some time now. So
with Sam Wilson.
Oh, my Lord.
So that was 12 years ago.
Jeez.
More than that, right?
Seven? You look better. Yeah. You look better today.
You're
gorgeous.
Well, you like men that have put on some weight and a little bit of speckled salt and pepper kind of beard going, right?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where people think, like, you know, aging looks bad, terrible.
Right.
Weight. Yo. It looks like you have character. Looks like you can tell a story or two. And I would believe the story.
It's very...
You don't believe anything some, you know,
right.
21-year-old.
22-year-old yeah. crap that they're just spouting out. Okay, and as you know, as you're a veteran of the show, you were the guest. You were the guest for the first October... Or I'm sorry, for the first Ireland show as well with Toby co-hosting.
Oh, I didn't know that was the first one.
That was the first time we redebuted it in Europe, yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, well, so yeah, I was. That. You were a different person back then. You've changed.
Oh, man. I'm going through a metamorphosis of such, even now. Yet, I mean, as I'm sitting here with you, changing and growing.
Yeah. That was whenever the Where I'm From had just come out.
Yeah, so that had to be about 2015.
Sure. I don't know when we started back up. I really don't know.
Yeah, but that was a song I put out, Where I'm
this
From.
This is the fourth Halloween show, so I suppose, yeah, 50.
Yeah,
we spectacular, have, right? You've got some new stuff. Do you want to tell us anything about this? What is this? A silver?
Okay, yeah, so that's the file name, right? The name of the song is called The Way of the Dinosaur.
Okay.
It is going to be on a project that's not yet out. I'm working on it as we speak. This is an early cut, a very early rough. So I wanted to play it and share it and, you know, feedback.
We'll just throw 40 seconds at you. This is Bull Bays and this is... Way of the Dinosaur. Check it out. Here it goes. Here on Ultimate Radio. I should probably say that. Check it out. Ultimate. Radio. That's right. I can't remember the name of this.
The Way of the Dinosaur.
The Way of the Dinosaur. The misinterpretation of all the things I used to tell you. I put you on a pedestal. You put me in your schedule. Writing me love letters and not a single word was legible. And wait a second. And yo, did you forget your fucking manners? I love how hate was gone and done the damage. It seems that all I waited guns and cannons. It's foundation of the things I gave to you. And try to pray for you. Take the bullet out of your chest and put it in mine. Cause I just want to sit down and lay with you. Gave you the word in black and white. It all became gray to you. This ain't Throwback Thursday. I ain't gonna baby you. My mind's racing. Yeah, I'm rambling now. You pass it off instead of handing it down. You tagged along instead of standing your ground. Not mad at all, just a man in my crown. Yeah, the young beast and testimony is coming from an animal's mouth. I give you more manners just so it can be more manageable now. All right, man.
Yeah.
Sounding good. So you're thinking about maybe releasing a little Halloween kind of themed EP, isn't that right?
Yeah, and really just a way to kind of like communicate and engage. So I was going to put this on there. Sounds a little spooky.
Yeah.
Sounds a little bit, you know, of season.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to put that and some other things on there just, you know, just to kind of say hello. I'm still here with all of the people that have been listening to me over the years.
Keep the momentum going.
Yeah, momentum.
We had the Bull Bay EP. That was what, a year and a half, 2 years ago now, right?
You know what's crazy? 1 year. It came out.
Is that all?
It came out October of 2018. So we hit the anniversary mark on the 4th or the 5th.
You don't say.
And yeah, so I didn't really do much to make a lot of noise around that.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, I let the music live a little bit. But yeah, it was 1 year ago. It was cool. Five songs.
How can people check out your music if they wanted to?
I have a website, so it's thebullbay.com.
BULBEY.
Yeah, THEBUL.
BUL.
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 It's just throw letters at him. Throw letters at him.
The Bull Bay.
But yeah, if you have any kind of streaming service, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Tidal, whatever, all that jazz, I'm on there. Just look up The Bull Bay. Look up any one of these songs that we're talking about. It should pop up. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so yeah, check out the Bull Bay's music. But you're not here for your music today, okay?
No,
you're here for your winning personality, your banter, because you're an MC too.
Yeah, yeah. I communicate with crowds. I move the crowd, as they would say.
Do you ever ask them to put their hands in the air?
As high, was it in the sky, and then wave them from side to side?
As if you don't care.
That part. Yeah, yeah. And wave them horizontally. Yes.
Pretend as if you have no cares and move your hands from side to side.
Yes.
This is why my MC job is not great. As you know.
Well, you were a drummer, right? Yeah, yeah. So you know all about being in front of crowds.
I know about being in front of groups. Mm. Crowds. Well, we played some decent shows. Listen, this is a segment-driven show. We got to keep it moving. So we've got segments coming up left and right. We've got a publisher voicemail, 90 Seconds with Andrea Lorien. We got Pet Cemetery coming up for you. The Scary News is coming up. Southeast Ireland update. I don't think we're going to do... we've got Going for a Walk. I don't think we're going to do Shower Talk today. And that's a bit of a loss, but, you know, something's got to get the axe.
That actually is a loss.
But ladies and gentlemen, now, I would like to take you down to the sunny southeast of Ireland. And by the way, if you want to get in touch with the show, for those of you listening, you can hit me up on Twitter at Unfixed Radio. Yeah. Unfixed Radio is the
a lot of lively conversations going on.
And get involved. And also, because we're doing the show here on Ultimate Radio during my normal slot with the Dispatch, you can also just go ahead and hit me up on that Twitter. And that is Radio Dispatch. If that's how you normally get in touch with me, then we can do that. And that's it. So
reach out and touch.
Reach out, get in touch. Get involved.
Yes.
Brian's listening. Hey, Brian. I'm not playing music tonight. It's this. So welcome to this. Lots of this.
You played my music, so.
I did play that.
Thank you for that.
And there's lots of musical elements to the show as well. But right now, I take you down to the southeast of Ireland in order to give you all the hot updates. Everything you need to know about what's going on in the southeast of Ireland. Now, the headline right now, my friends, I have here in my hands the latest issue of the Wicklow Times, okay? And the headline is Wicklow says no to 5G Bay.
I saw that, actually.
They don't want it.
Can you... They don't want fast internet. No?
So effectively, long story short, the Wicklow County Council has passed a motion opposing the rollout of 5G network technology in the county. This is the county in Ireland, Wicklow County. The motion proposed by Controller Tom Fortune and seconded by Controller Mary Kavanaugh passed 17 votes to 8. Effectively, they're worried, okay? Because the thing is that it's a lot more radiation, all right?
Ah.
And there's not a great deal of research into the biological effects of the 5G spectrum, you see.
Yeah.
Right? Because, the old 4G, it was a totally different frequency.
And, some people would, say that, having your phone next to your face constantly.
Yeah. It warms you up. So, it'll create, a micro fever. It's microwave radiation, so it'll heat your head inside your head. So you have a golf ball sized fever in your brain if you hold your phone up to your head for a good long while.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's very mild, but yeah, it warms up a little area in there.
That's weird.
So traditional Wi-Fi or wireless internet uses 1G to 4G. It uses 1 gigahertz, between 1 and 5 gigahertz. Now, 5G uses between 10 and 300 gigahertz and also much, much higher levels of radiation. They're just concerned that this radiation has been unresearched. There's you have to have little masts about every 100 or 300 meter intervals.
What?
That's a lot of masts.
Yeah.
So they're worried about that's going to screw up the old views.
No good for them for kind of looking out for their citizens.
Yeah. So someone who's this controller Whitmore said there's a lot of science being thrown around and a lot of conspiracy. Where the heck did it go? Theories being thrown into the mix. It's very difficult to figure out what is fact and fiction, and I don't think we're in a position to make that judgment. Controller O'Connor voted against the motion and said, if we are going to ban this, I think we should ban coffee. And one thing I will say is we need to look out for the masts. They need to be public consultations about where they go because we don't want them ruining the beautiful views, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Southeast Ireland update. That's all you need to know about what's going on.
There you go. I like that little parallel between coffee and...
Yeah, if you're going to ban 5G, you should always also ban coffee.
Yeah.
That's his stance.
That was very much a jump, you know.
I don't follow the logic, but, of course you know what he's saying. We should ban other innocuous things that everyone loves. 5G, coffee, carnival rides, killer clowns. Thank you for tuning into the show. Once again, if you want to get in touch, it is Unfixed Radio or also just on Radio Dispatch on the Twitter. and get in touch and share your thoughts. We have an amazing guest. This is the fourth time that Grim Squeaker is with us on the studio tonight for the Halloween show.
That's exciting.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, another spectacular.
Yeah, he brought along Gala Gray. She is a burlesque performer.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And she's been mixing it up in the Rogues Gallery scene for some time. I just saw them not too long ago at Drop Dead Twice.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. We're going to get them in here and we're going to chat about all sorts of business.
All the businesses.
Several different kinds.
All the LLCs.
At the very, very least, several times. Listen, you know that I am a published author and I'm continuing to try to get published, right?
Yeah. How's that going?
So, my publisher calls me and I don't answer his voicemails deliberately so that I can save them and play them on the air for the listeners.
Yeah. And he's definitely... He's
a character.
He can be a little
he's
alarmist.
He's a wacky guy.
He can be alarmist a little bit.
He's wacky and nervous in the service. Mm-hmm. And I have a recording that he left me on the old voicemail here, and I've heard just a little bit about it, but I'm going to play it now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my wacky, quirky, nervous in the service publisher here on the Halloween show 2019. Thanks again to the Bull Bay for coming all the way from the U.S. to co-host.
Of course,
you're only here
of
for
course.
Two nights. Like, you did come to do the show.
Strictly for you and for this, and really to like kind of listen to this voicemail from the publisher.
Yes, because you love the publisher.
I love him, actually.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, check it out. This is my wacky, nervous in the service publisher here on Unfixed, and then... I think we're going to get the guests in here right after that.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's a school night and they got to get home.
It should be a lot of fun.
They have homework to do.
I wasn't even thinking about school. I don't do school.
Adam! Well, this is your publisher, Adam. Every Halloween I like to call you so that I can tame my great fear there. I'm currently driving out to the scary Amish cornfields there. Yeah, to meet up with your ghost rider. And I'm afraid of Ichabod Cranes out here. And a phone call to you is like, it's like that old experiment where they took ape babies and replaced their mothers with a shitty old pole. Covered in fake fur and nipples, and the monkeys just clung to this junkyard mommy. What I'm saying, Adam, is that calling you is like cuddling up to the cold teat of a sock ape. It'll just have to do. But there's also business to discuss, Adam. Now, what's happening is my entire staff quit when they realized that our next book is literally the trash bag of loose papers that you sent to me last month. Your ghostwriter, T.J. Adams, is right now hard at work converting that mess into the next Adam T. Jensen book. But I'm telling you this, Adam, so that there is a legal record of your consent. Because, you see, not responding to this voicemail or to my emails shall constitute consent. You see... So, by not responding to me, you agree to let me use your likeness and identity in order to fulfill your contractual obligations, Adam, because you're still under contract. Anyway, T.J. Adams, in concert with my new Pomo editor, a guy that goes by the name of Dis Guy, has named the book, book, in lowercase type with a period, which I like because it describes what it is, and it should offer us some additional legal protection, too. The cover art will feature a publisher after showering, and in the mirror, it's you staring coldly back at him through the fog, and there's melting telephones hanging off the shower rod and off of some distant buffalo herds, which are back in this, because you're also back. With a new book, is how this guy explained it to me. Adam, this is all your fault, okay? We don't even need a special enhanced edition to cause unintended harm to the body this time, because, you know, market research shows that this book causes psychosis in 1% of reader. Make of that what you will. I've outsourced most of my life to China right now. But just please be safe, Adam. Don't let any skeletons get you this Halloween, because you're all I have at the moment.
To listen to your message again, press 1. to save it and move on.
Yeah. There you go. That's my publisher.
He sounds good.
He's crazy.
He's in good spirits.
What is happening right now? There we are. Yeah, so that's my publisher. Apparently, he's going to be publishing that bag of loose papers
that was
sent him in the mail.
Wonderful. A wonderful comment.
He's not well.
That title is also really riveting.
Yeah. Book.
With a period.
I love him.
Yeah.
All right, so look, we're gonna get Gala and Grimm in here just about now, okay?
How's that sound? Yes,
let's
do it.
Let's just do it. There's no more fooling around with it.
No.
Sick of it. All right. So, yeah, thanks for coming in, guys. Sincerely, it's great to see you again, Grimm. And, yeah, Gala, we haven't had you in, and thank you so much for making the trip out.
Yeah, that's my first time here. Yay!
Indeed.
Completed the trinity of rogues, ladies.
Yes. It's been a few. We had Kitty, we had Bluebird, and now Gala. And also Miss Modified was in as well.
She was in sporting Bluebird.
Indeed. But, yeah, a fun show.
Kitty, Gala, and Bluebird, they are... The heart and soul of the rogues.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
At least we like to think so.
I like to think so, yeah.
Yeah. And Gala, you've been around. I think when Grimm introduces you, he normally says, you know, you've been around like since the early days. So how did you first get started within the troupe?
The first ever show that I performed in, actually Grimm kind of brought me under his wing.
Uh-huh.
So I was in a group called the Blood Bunnies, and it
the
was
Blood Bunnies.
The Great Blood name. Bunnies, yeah. It Great was name. A group of four girls, and we all got along really, really well. And we didn't really know where to start.
Right.
Were
you just going for it? I mean, what kind of show were you doing?
We were doing gore-esque.
Uh-huh.
So we were doing something a little bit more raunchy, uh-huh, with a little bit of blood and a little bit freaky.
All right, can you just, for the people who are listening that aren't necessarily schooled in what burlesque is, can you just tell us what regular burlesque is in your own words? How would you describe it?
So regular burlesque, in my sense of the word, like a lot of people have a lot of ways of describing it. I would say it's a very elegant way of striptease.
Right.
So it's all about the tease. It's all about engaging your audience. It's all about enjoying your body and letting other people enjoy it too.
Right. Ditties.
Uh-huh. Of course.
All about the ditties.
Yeah.
And the ass. Don't forget the ass, Grimm.
Let's not. Anybody. If we could possibly not mention the... Just don't forget the ass. And then, so gorlesque is another kind of... Has ever heard of boylesque? This is another kind of version.
Boylesque is another term.
Just
it's with guys. Burlesque with guys.
Just
yeah.
With guys. And that's pretty
it's
basic.
Just as sexy, believe me.
No, it's not.
Oh, God, yes, no it is.
And if there is ditties, they're not as sexy.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's the thing. Okay, so describe gorlesque to me, please.
So it'd be the same as burlesque, just as sexy, just as much striptease, but uh-huh, with blood, gore, horror.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of shows where, you know, we're lapping blood off some plates.
Oh, wow.
Or we're in chains. There was one show that I actually, like, set my hands on fire.
Oh. So how are you doing now? How's the scarring and everything?
Ah, no scarring at all. I'm a professional.
Uh-huh, you know what you're doing.
Yeah. See?
Grimm, why don't you light your hands on fire? If Gala can do it, come on. I want to see this next show.
Oh,
you're just sick of it. It's old hat.
Yeah, I'm just healed up from the last time. I think at the last show I was doing push-ups and thumbtacks.
Yes.
Whoa. So my hands are healed up now. That was a lot of fun. That was a stupid idea.
Yeah, Bay, I've been to plenty of the Rogues Gallery show.
It's all new to me, so it sounds awesome. I'm just like sitting
get
here.
You over
wow.
Again. Yeah, we got to get you over for the next show or one soon enough. When is the next? Do you have one scheduled?
We just had one, but we got the next Rogues is a special one. That's going to be on November 21st.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a tribute show. A friend of mine passed away recently.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that on stage.
It was actually one of my very early rogues passed away just last week.
The
show is going to be a tribute to him, and all proceeds are going to be donated in his name.
Beautiful.
To the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre.
Okay, great. Right. Do you have a name for the show yet?
Yeah, that's going to be Rose Gallery with a Bang.
All right, cool.
It's being posted tonight, and I could probably toss you a couple of tickets if you wanted.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We can do that. It's challenging to get people to... People are shy, man. People are just shy. If you want to win... Can I just say that? If you want to win tickets to the next upcoming Rogues Gallery show, send us a message on the Twitter at Unfixed Radio or Radio Dispatch, and yeah, we'll hook you up. All right, yeah, yeah. So that show is coming up. The thumbtacks push-ups.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what your experience is like. So you've done thumbtacks on the stage, yeah?
Yeah, well, actually, I got two little frames. I was really trying to think. I like playing with thumbtacks. They're a lot of fun. They're a pain. I should probably start by explaining to our friend
that
what I do.
Yes, because he's never seen your act.
He's never seen my act. I'm a sideshow performer.
Beautiful.
So I'm probably the best in the country.
You are.
Flick my hair.
No, absolutely, hands but, down.
And sideshow is where you hurt yourself in hilarious and humorous ways for other people's amusement.
So there's mouse traps on the tongue.
Was it specifically that?
Not or? Only on the tongue.
No, yeah, only right. on the tongue.
That's true. That you up the game.
I eat broken elsewhere. Glass and razor blades. I spit fire. Whoa. I have concrete blocks smashed in my chest.
Yes, with a sledgehammer.
All this good stuff.
On a bed of nails.
Yeah, and that's it. You just keep upping the ante, making it worse and worse.
Just
so.
Get shot in the chest with a .38 special.
No, let's not do that.
I did that once.
Right?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That hurt like hell.
I would imagine.
That's why he's on his third life.
Right.
But yeah, the thumbtacks were fun. I was playing with them, trying to make them as safe as possible for everyone else. I have a lot of girls dancing on stage. There's some bare feet or down on their knees. Yeah. So.
That's true. There's lots of crawling.
There's probably a misconception, too, that you're not safe at all, right? Like, you just mentioned safety for other people in the surroundings and things
like
that.
Oh, yeah, it's okay if I get hurt.
Yeah. I imagine, like, that's the balance. Like,
but that's the balance. Absolutely. It's not fun if someone else gets hurt by accident. It's fun if I hurt myself on purpose.
Word.
That's slapstick.
Fun. And that's something that you say at your shows all the time. It's okay if I get hurt. It's fun. One of my girls get hurt. No.
Yeah. Big daddy, bone daddy comes out then.
Oh yeah, we call him bone daddy, by the way.
Doesn't every guy wish that they had a group of gorgeous women that referred to him as bone daddy?
Right. So, Gala, a listener has just said you were excellent. There you go. Straight up, you're excellent.
Someone said I'm excellent.
Yes. And he's also wondering how you do that kind of stuff without getting hurt. He doesn't understand.
Oh, the fire thing.
You name it. Fire, staples. I just stapled.
I don't do the staples,
Graham,
actually.
I just stapled money to your wife.
Yeah, that was fun.
I did. Sorry, Gal, you were saying? Apologies.
With the fire thing, it's actually just an antibacterial gel, and it goes out in a matter of seconds.
Right. So as she's not willing to let us have a peek backstage, Grim. Grim hides his secrets. You know, he keeps his hands close to his chest.
Yeah, I was a magician once upon a time.
Yes, there's a code. The code. You'll get kicked out of the magician's alliance. Secrets.
I mean, if I told everyone exactly how you did it, you'd all go off and hurt yourselves and I'd get sued.
Yeah.
That is true. I'm asked by the producer, Nina Gala, to ask you about the haunted teapot. What is the haunted teapot?
Oh, okay. this goes back a few generations.
Nice.
I'm from a Gray family.
Yes.
Our surname is Gray. That's not only just my stage name, it's my real name.
Yes.
So my grandmother, many, many years ago when she was a teenager, bought a teapot.
Yes.
She thought it was the ugliest thing in the entire world.
Uh-huh.
So she brought it home and everybody laughed at it, but she still kept it.
Right.
After a while, they decided that they noticed that it just started to move around a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So once my grandmother died, it was passed on to my dad. And my dad loved having it, obviously. And we had it in our house where we lived together, me, my dad, my mom, and my sisters. And once my dad moved out, nobody wanted it. Everybody was scared of it. I loved it.
Right.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was beautiful. And there was all these little memories in the teapot.
Yeah.
There was like my auntie's first shoe, and she's like 55 now. There was like, you know, stuff.
How old was she when she got her first shoe?
That is a good point. I'm just going to assume after she was born.
Uh-huh. So, postnatal.
Postnatal.
Those prenatal shoes are a bitch to put on.
Uh-huh,
yeah, you don't want to jam it up there, man.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So the story goes on, and eventually, once my dad moves out, I get the teapot. And it's my teapot now, and I keep it in my house,
right,
above my wardrobe. I've never seen it move myself.
Okay.
I only know stories of it moving, yes, and I love keeping it with me. I do know if it's in anybody else's hands,
uh-huh,
I don't feel right.
Okay.
Mm. And I did look up the serial number.
Uh-huh.
Apparently it was used by the Royals many, many years ago.
No kidding.
So
the royals
in England.
Yeah.
This has gone from sleaze to like Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, right?
I know, right?
It's like, this, but, is the, like, original hymn.
This shit moves. It's weird, and right, it's awesome, and it looks creepy as, yeah, hell, because it has little kids dancing on the front of, uh-huh, it.
Oh man,
dancing kids are always creepy.
Yeah, I need, I agree, to show you this teapot.
Billy Barry kids terrifying.
put it up on your Instagram, and you know, I'll copy it, and then I'll put it out on the Unfixed Twitter. The picture of the teapot. I really want to see it.
I really want to put a picture of the teapot. Once people start to know about it, I'm going to put it viral. It's going to have its own Instagram.
Yes. Yes. It sounds like a plan. Yeah, guys, plans for Halloween. A listener actually just asked, do you have plans for this upcoming Halloween?
Busy, busy, busy. Yeah.
Is that right?
Falls on a Thursday, right?
It's Thursday.
Falls on a Thursday, but obviously, being spooky people, we have a lot of shows between here and there. My next show, myself, I'm doing the Whale in Greystones with the Vaudeville Rock and Roll Circus.
Oh, that sounds great.
We're doing a big show there this Saturday. It's going to be crazy. We're going to have an undead Elvis. I'm going to be breathing, nice, fire. There's, oh, going to be burlesque.
Awesome.
Music, all sorts of weirdness.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of shows coming up as well, don't you, Gala?
I've got a few. I've got, your auntie's wedding. I'm going to be performing in Ely Castle.
Big spook. There's going to be a spooky burlesque wedding in a castle on the 30th of October.
It's going to be absolutely amazing. We're going to bring in Samhain, awesome, itself.
Yeah.
And then we've got on November the 1st, my dad, who is also a pagan,
yes,
has decided to make a big Samhain gathering for everybody who is interested in paganism,
right, and
people who are pagans themselves.
Yeah.
We're going to have a big show there. We're also going to have a big gathering and do some rituals together.
Right.
That's going to be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then we have a big fundraiser on the 13th of November for my cousin Jack's fundraiser, who is getting his top surgery in January.
All right, okay.
So that's another big one on the way, but that's me for now.
All right. Lots going on. Indeed, indeed, indeed. All right. Yeah. I'm looking for, please, Brian, sorry, Grim, son of a bitch. Grim.
Beep.
I know, I will. Don't worry, I'll cut it out. But I want to know more about the show in Greystones. I'm looking for something to do. I'm looking for more stuff to get into.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a new group that was set up. They ran a show in, I'm going to say Athlone. I'm going to be wrong. I know I went there and did the show. I can't remember where it was. It's one of those. But it's the Vaudeville Rock and Roll Circus. It's, you know, circus. It's rock and roll. It's Vaudeville. Yeah. It's all these things put together.
It's a variety show.
Real variety show.
Are you hosting?
I'm not hosting. We've got Filthy Gorgeous hosting.
All right.
Yes!
The drag king of Ireland.
All right.
I love that name.
Filthy Gorgeous. Isn't that a great name?
I love that.
It's amazing. We've, as I said, we've got a dead Elvis Presley. We've got burlesque. We've got sideshow.
What venue is it at?
The Whale Theatre in Greystones.
I don't know that I know it.
Yeah, it's this really nice theatre that's in this really small town, just tucked away in the corner, but it's this fantastic theater. As far as I'm aware, there's some eccentric millionaire who just was like, hey, I'm going to build a theater and let people hang out.
All of this sounds amazing.
Doesn't that sound good?
That sounds beautiful.
It's going to be a fantastic show. It's going to be
a lot of character.
Unreal.
It has a lot of character.
I'm looking forward to that one. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Babe, do you have any questions about the burlesque scene, about sideshow?
I don't know. I guess I'd just like to hear more about burlesque in general. Like, you know, has it evolved? Like, you know, I know there's like a, like you said, it's a tease, right? So there's some element of modesty, but you're still trying to, like,
I don't know if I'd say modesty.
There's an element of legality.
Well, yeah. So, you know, there's an element of, like, you know, keeping some things hidden, right? So
yeah,
not much.
Like, we have to keep our nipples covered.
Okay, and so the pasties,
our vagina covered.
Yes, so like a thong and a pasty is basically that's the absolute rock bottom.
Where we come from.
That's what we'll go down to. If it does happen to be, you know, a pasty falls off,
The cops don't take it.
I tend to just rip the other one off. Oh. Nice. Depending on the venue.
Depending on the song, venue. I think.
Yeah, depending on the song.
Yeah,
the
it's
situation.
A whole art form, right? You got the particular song and the routine, the dance, performative part.
Yeah, choreographed.
Choreographed, that's what I meant to say.
They don't just get out there and go.
There tends to be a lot of narrative in the.
Ooh, storytelling. You
know, yeah, exactly. So it's not just like a striptease, like in a lap dance
yeah,
club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a theater performance.
It's absolutely. It's cabaret. So, there's elements of comedy, elements of politics, storytelling. And I've seen everything in between.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some fantastic stories told.
And involvement from the crowd, right? Like, there's always
occasional, you're looking for a cheer. It's not the sort of art where you sit back and at the end of the performance you give a clap.
Yeah,
you're very much encouraged to shout and cheer the whole way through. So a lady takes a glove off, you give it a big bloody cheer. She takes her bra off, you give it an even bigger cheer.
That's fun.
And by the end of it, just it's that sort of roller coaster buzz by the end, because everyone in the room is screaming and shouting and hands up in the air.
Yeah,
and there's some lady on stage who. At my show, God knows what's just happened.
Yeah. Like, that's what Grimm portrays at the beginning of every one of the Rose Gallery shows. He always says, the more you give from the audience to the people on stage, the more you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I 100% get that, because, like, if I'm on stage and I hear nothing, I don't get that adrenaline as
absolutely.
I would.
There's nothing.
But if someone, like, if I go on stage and there's people screaming and howling, I'm just like, yeah, I want to give you a good time.
Absolutely.
This is going to be fantastic. We're going to have a great show.
Was he screaming?
I'm very good at audience.
He's a great audience screamer.
You're good. I didn't know that.
I yell, I hoot, I holler, I do all kinds of noise.
Things I didn't know about you.
Indeed, because Bay is a rapper, and he also MCs events from time to time. I don't know if you're doing it at the moment, so yeah, you can relate, I'm sure, to crowd participation, crowd involvement, crowd excitement. It's a feedback loop.
Yeah, cold, dead, stiff people staring at you is never really fun.
Playing the morgue again.
It's like elevator.
That's never really like...
MC's a tough gig, and it's sort of overlooked a little bit, but... It's
I don't overlook
keep
you,
the tempo
Graham.
Of the room up, keep everyone's we energy and spirit
you. Absolutely. You probably know all about it. Talking and trying to read the person that you're like having the dialogue with, and really trying to push them a little bit into engaging particular topics, and sometimes they don't want to talk about those particular topics, whatever it might be. Again, it just could be art. People don't want to talk too much about their art. They want their art to just be seen, heard, and felt. I have to kind of dig deep and tell me about the process, and how long did that take, and were you happy through that process, and they're like, leave me alone. And
so tell me about that process.
What, talking to
people? Yeah, doing that interview.
Well, you've seen it a couple of times, right?
I've seen the stuff you'd stream, like the live stream on Facebook or whatever. Yeah.
Horrible.
Was super ironic, where you just discussed how other people don't want to discuss their process and their art. You were asked about it, and you said, oh yeah, but you've seen it.
Don't worry about it. It's crap.
Absolutely. We know it all.
And could you tell us a little more about this Samhain thing that you've got coming out? Like, you said, we're going to be doing some rituals. Like, you just threw it out there, like, that's, whatever. Like, I'm just going to, get a coffee.
Yeah.
But, could you just tell us about what one of them might look like, or how does it all? Because I don't know if a lot of people know what Samhain is, or, the connection between Samhain and what we now call Halloween, the All Hallows Eve, and the metamorphosis of Christianity influences and all that.
Okay, so,
sum it up.
To me, Samhain is just, a very normal thing to say. But, most people, it's Halloween.
It's the new year, is it not? Isn't it
pagan year? To pagans, it's our new year. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was born a Christian, but I developed into a pagan, same as my dad.
Sure.
I wouldn't say converted.
Okay. I thought that's
I haven't had my naming ceremony.
is that a thing? Tell me about that, please.
My dad has told me about my dad's pagan name is Dockrell, by the way. That's where I got my first stage name.
Nice.
Just putting that out there. and he has told me about naming ceremonies where you're adopted into the pagan spirituality rather than religion. It's not really a religion. And that's how he became Dockrell and how his partner became Heather.
Okay.
It's a very intimate ritual where you eat a lot, drink a lot,
right.
Pray a lot. Yeah.
And Samhain, if I understand correctly, like the spirit worlds and the human realm is as closest together as it gets.
Yeah, the veil is brought down, right. And you can connect to people that have passed.
Uh-huh. And sometimes they're mad at you, and they're going to come and find you. Isn't that partly like why you wear a mask? Is to hide from people that want to do you
bury
ill?
Them deep.
yeah, that is one way of looking at it, I suppose. I don't like to wear a mask on Halloween for that reason, because
you're what you would like to see them.
Yeah,
you hope they can find you.
I think if somebody wants to pass on a message, that they should be able to, especially when it's that one day a year that they can.
Sure. That sounds beautiful. It gives Halloween a completely new framing for me. I never heard of any of that.
Like, it's not scary. It's like, yeah, it is spooky. It is spooky. But for someone that has had it around her for so long, it's not spooky to me. It's more like encouraging.
Yeah.
And we always have that extra seat at the table. It's the same at like Christmas time when someone has an extra seat at the table just in case someone comes to the door. Mm-hmm. We always put food on a Halloween tree for the spirits to feed on.
Right. And I can always appreciate spirituality, especially over religion. Religion has all the politics tied into it, but
And money.
Yeah. That
not a lot of money in paganism.
No.
Yeah, that's it. We got no money, and we were here first.
It's true. And as I understand it, like the Christians kind of co-opted every, like, so like Yule is another pagan tradition, if I understand correctly. And that was changed to Christmas. And Samhain was, of course, the harvest of the new year and, the spiritual blending. And then that became All Hallows Eve because hallowed saints, blah, blah, blah. And then we have the modern Halloween. And it went to America, got completely distorted, and has now returned with
pumpkins. Yeah, all I know is candy.
Pumpkin, right, candy corn, and
all I know.
Zombies. And,
Friday but the candy thing did come from paganism, as we were feeding the spirits.
Nice.
That were passing by.
Indeed. Try to remind me, we actually have all sorts of wacky candy from the U.S. that we brought for our trick-or-treaters when Nina was in Boston. So we have glow-in-the-dark Kit Kats, pumpkin Kit Kats.
A glow-in-the-dark Kit Kat.
Yeah, that one.
Glow-in-the-dark Kit Kat?
Okay, I think we're all excited by that.
Yeah. I've never even heard of this.
It's just the wrapper, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. I thought I'd let you down now.
I thought my insides were going to glow in the dark.
Yes, right. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Use the toilet in the dark.
Yeah, not... Oh, my gosh. I was about to say it's not a good idea to eat glow-in-the-dark things. Then you said that you can pee in the dark.
Yes.
100% back on board.
We need,
now.
Yeah, right?
100% back on board.
I'm filing a patent. Hold on, I'm filing a patent right now.
The wife will be delighted.
Nina lives in a perpetual state of delight, so it's just more fun. Sorry, I think we got off track a tiny bit, and that's my fault as usual. But can you just tell me like one of the rituals that you might be doing at the Samhain celebration?
This is a little bit personal, but I'm just going to say it anyway.
It's your call.
I'm going to do a nine knots ritual during Samhain. Nine knots ritual is something where you have something personal of someone's that you don't want in your life anymore.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't cause any harm to the other person. Yeah. It just,
it's not voodoo or something.
Oh, God, no.
So wait, if you have a possession, something, an object that they gave you, but you don't want that person around in your personal life any longer.
Yeah,
is that
you
it?
Don't want them in your life anymore.
Okay. And what do you wind up doing?
So you have a long string. And you tie nine knots. You cut it in three pieces.
Uh-huh.
Then you tie the item in those three pieces of string.
Uh-huh.
You burn it.
Uh-huh.
And then you bury it.
Okay. And that should get them. That should get them out of your life, is it?
If you do it with the person instead of a thing, it definitely gets them out of your life.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
It would just be more to the point. We get this thing taken care of.
Yeah, right. I'm not great at symbolism. I just.
Yeah. But rather than doing harm to somebody, I'd rather wish them well and never
farewell.
See them again.
Yes, fair. You'd like to wish them farewell.
I'd like to wish you well and never talk to me ever again.
No, but that actually sounds super
productive and healthy.
Yeah, my dad always says, don't wish them bad, always wish them well.
Yeah. That's nice. That's very sweet.
Can't carry a
grudge.
It's
rather Irish. That feels very Irish to me.
It does.
We had a question from a listener, and it was just, can you think of a time when you were the most scared? And that's very, that might be a little on the nose.
Is that to everyone?
Yeah, that's what
that
it's
is.
Guess.
That
it's
is a heavy question.
Real quick, I'll just say I was taking a flight to Paris and hit hella turbulence and legit thought I was, that was it.
Right.
And I was like, all this right, well, us. This is it. I'm about to just.
And on the way to Paris of all places.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like it was.
It was good. A waste not, of flight.
Yeah, I did not want that to happen. And it didn't, thank God. So,
yes.
Are yeah. you terrified of flying now?
No, I'm normally good, but it was such a violent, like, yeah, rattling.
Bad turbulence can be really, really
yeah,
upsetting.
I mean, you really kind of just was like, all right.
You just have to trust the process.
I actually had a fright recently, and I don't get scared all that often.
Yeah.
I was doing a tattoo convention.
Nice.
And I was doing a set of magic and sideshow. And the finale was I was doing Russian roulette with someone's phone.
Uh-huh.
So you get six envelopes. You put their phone in one envelope. You get five dummy envelopes. You mix it all up and you give them a hammer.
Wow.
You start smashing.
Yeah.
Before going on, I'd had a drink with these Polish DJs.
Had you?
Yeah.
A single drink.
Oh, I see where this is going.
So by the time I got to the stage, I was really in it. I was vibing. I was exciting. I wasn't sure I set up the trick correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I was halfway through it with someone's brand new iPhone.
Oh, God.
That was so much fun. It was great. It actually worked out okay.
Yeah.
But my God, the fear was real. It
Did
came
you
across
straight face?
Well. I was, I was pumping sweat. Like,
okay.
You could see I was terrified. So it really added to the experience for everyone. And the relief afterwards was fantastic. Like, I'd do it again just for that moment of relief.
Oh,
it was
man.
Like,
perfect.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, Grim
that sounds extremely
pretended
dangerous.
To kidnap me before we came here.
Oh, yeah,
so
you
that's
got a
probably
good,
when
you got
I was
a good
most scared.
Fright.
Okay. 45 nice. Minutes ago. It was an hour and a half ago. Grim Squeaker abducted me.
Yeah. Do you have that same relief now that he felt?
He came up behind me and he was just like, ugh, I don't even know what right. you said.
I'm going to grab you. And then I picked her up under my arms and started moving.
And I'm tiny.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
so small. But I had my hand in a fist and I was like, I was about to punch you, Grim.
Oh, man.
I was about to punch you.
Good reflexes. Good instincts. Survival.
I just someone from the audience just said the last name Gray is incredibly badass.
Oh,
yeah. It's a good last name, I think.
Oh, that's a 50 Shades fan.
Is that right?
If
that's
it was,
a 50 Shades
like,
fan.
It is with an A-Y. The E-Y are basically extinct at this point, unfortunately.
Well, yeah. I hate them. I'm glad they're gone. I'm sorry, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I really don't. What about you're gonna just so you're Gali, you're not gonna wear a mask. All right? Do you do Halloween costumes, you know, like the traditional like, you know, Halloween party?
I do Halloween costumes. I absolutely love Halloween costumes. I love the Halloween tradition. It's just the last few years I've been doing the Samhain traditions.
Uh-huh. So it's really a little more earthy.
Yeah,
a little less
like
pop.
I love dressing up. I love the candy, and I love, like, you know, going out and having a good time. But right. I think I've grounded myself a little bit more over the last few years. So I'm doing
maturing.
Oh my God, I'm getting old.
I didn't say aging. I said maturing. It can happen at any age.
Well, I got ID'd on Sunday, so I'm not
congratulations.
Old.
Good job. I'm happy for you.
But no, yeah, I still love the Irish traditions, but uh-huh. I still love the old Irish traditions.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to mesh the two together.
Uh-huh. And how does what was one of your favorite Halloween costumes? Both Grim and Gala, can you please tell me like a Halloween costume you threw together that you're happy and proud of?
Dude. See, the problem is, I dress
every
up as
damn day.
I dress
we're
up for Halloween all year round.
You do.
So when Halloween rolls around, I'm expected to turn up as myself.
Yes, indeed. All right. So
I haven't had a
Grim Squeaker comes to the party. Huh?
Yeah. Well, that's what people want. Yeah. You know, if I'm doing a gig, people
you're
have booked me
to
turn up as
yeah,
my character.
That's true. You know, just
that's funny. Yeah. They show up at parties, and it's like I'm not here to do it. I'm just here to enjoy this party.
Yeah. Well, then, I turn up in human form, and I can just slip in.
Yeah.
You know, just in disguise.
Yeah.
I did a couple of years ago for the crack, dress up as a pirate over my costume.
Uh huh. So okay. it was like Grim Squeaker as a pirate.
Exactly. He was like just, double costume.
That's fun. That's like that because he's got this like skull makeup that's pretty well practiced. How long does it take you to actually do the whole skull face these days?
Like 10, 15 minutes. Yeah. It's pretty quick.
Yes.
Pretty quick.
Can't take you long at all.
No, I'm pretty fast. But I was a graffiti artist in a past life.
All right. All legal stuff.
Actually, yes.
Commissioned and everything.
Yeah, no, proper. Yeah, no, I did tournaments and festivals and stuff.
Oh, no kidding. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Man of mystery.
Yeah, I got to see some of these shows.
You do.
Look, like, the thing is,
November 21st.
Yeah.
See, Bay's magic power is he can fly for next to nothing. He's associated with an airline. And he can, he can hop on a plane and get around for just the cost of what is it?
My wings.
Just the taxes you have to pay, fees and taxes.
There's something, but I wouldn't call it a magic power. It's a nice little trade off. I give them, my back.
It's a perk.
I give them my back and my joints.
The best years of your life.
Yeah, exactly. I give them I have an 80-year-old back, and and they're like, all right, here you go. You can fly somewhere.
Yeah, you can go to Tokyo for seriously 60 quid though.
Something like that.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
He works for an airline.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, they beat you up pretty good though.
How much did you pay to come here for this trip from Philly to Ireland? How much does that wind up being?
$40.
Nice.
Yeah.
Round trip.
So, oh,
I know.
My.
I'm so deeply jealous. Like
you're new best friend. No.
There's a thing called the buddy fare as well, which you can kind of get your friends.
There's a thing.
It's not amazing discounts, but
it's not amazing. I kind of have to temper it, because there's all kinds of things you have to adhere to, and there's particular times of the year that's good to fly, and people.
You're on standby, so it's almost maybe not going to happen
exactly,
every time.
Exactly. Yeah. You never want to angst that you talked about, when you're about to smash someone's phone, and when you get
on those many,
I mean, it's similar, when you're at an airport and it's like, I may be stuck here.
Yeah, no, I'm at the airport and I may not be going to co-host Unfixed.
Well, no, not that. You may not get home, right? So, I mean, I don't think I have that.
Oh, you're stuck here? Yeah, you may. Yeah, yeah. I might have to come back to the airport to get you.
No, I'll tomorrow. Be all right. I'll be fine. But
hey, if you're stuck here, good show on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah.
Come check it out.
That is a fair point. I really got to see. Be careful what you wish for, man.
Be careful. Yeah, you can get stuck places. I've not, thank God, knock on wood or whatever.
Yeah, little the bar is wood. The abandoned bar is made of wood.
Okay, gotcha.
touch of the Irish touch wood. Americans knock. On it.
Oh, is it touch?
Yep.
I don't. Does that have anything to do with?
I don't know if that's.
I don't know what the story is behind that.
Neither do I. Anybody know what that's from? What's touching wood about?
You can make it
no one knows.
All I know is good luck.
Okay. Yeah, it keeps a bad thing from happening. It's like my car hasn't broken down, and then you touch wood to make sure that having said it doesn't jinx you. Like, I think.
Yeah, of course, because both jinxes wood are magical.
Ah, of course.
All I know is that if you put a little piece of driftwood on your pillow, you dream of your past life. That's the only thing I know about wood.
You're the other magic
I tried
tips.
That before, but I had half a log. And I had a really, really crap night's sleep. Yeah. It's like branches sticking in my hair.
Oh, the irony of it.
Particle board. Gal, do you have any kind of other hot kind of pagan tips? I mean, that's a fun trick you can try. Put some driftwood under your pillow. You can dream about your past lives. You got any other quick little ones people can just bang out?
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
They're pagan,
but I will say if you're looking to charge any of your crystals, it's better to do it under a new moon on your windowsill.
New moon, folks. And that new moon, is that the all black one, or is that which one is the new moon?
Orange.
All right.
Yeah.
The big full moon
that turns orange the day after.
To charge your crystals.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, if you just leave it on your windowsill. And definitely don't leave your crystals on the windowsill when the sun is beaming, otherwise your house will go on fire.
Uh-huh. Noted.
If you buy the crystals from Apple, you have to use their moon.
Yes, proprietary. There's a certain charging port.
Oh, there's several different things. Like if you're moving into a new house, you need to salt and sage your house.
Uh-huh. And that's just burning sage and walking around. Do you like
burning sage and putting
and
salt in the corners? Uh-huh. Just
the
that
salt
you're
is new.
Haunted.
I've not heard of that. That sounds awesome.
You haven't?
Oh. I've heard of sage. I've not heard of the salt. I just recently heard about what is that? The Himalayan.
Salt lamps, yeah, that's something else.
That thing, yeah, yeah. Have you heard of this?
I don't think there's much to the Himalayan salt lamps.
Oh, okay. They're pretty. Salt lamp?
Yeah, it's like a pinkish kind of big rock, and it's got a light bulb in it, and supposedly it's supposed to be healing or something, but I'm a little skeptical.
I'm skeptical of that, too.
this is going to sound intensely ignorant, and it is. So, paganism and Wiccan is not the same thing.
It's similar.
Is there some overlap?
So, yeah, it does overlap. Wiccans will believe in angels, whereas pagans will believe in gods and goddesses.
Okay, right.
Oh. Pagans believe in gods and goddesses of the earth, the moon, the sun, everything that surrounds us.
Elemental.
Exactly. Right. And whereas Wiccans believe in angels.
Huh. I did not know that.
It's very similar. Very, very similar.
No, gods and angels, that's a big divide for me.
Yeah.
I'm putting my money on gods, man.
It depends how tough your angels are and what your gods are.
I want a badass angel if she's going to be by my side.
I feel like I feel like I'm having a conversation with an angel versus a god.
What if it's like the god of hangovers versus like the angel of death? I mean, the angel of death's going to win that one.
You mean good point. Pan and Lucifer?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. It sounds like it would be a good death match. Like, I would watch that.
All right. We have a quick question from the audience. I don't know, Grim, if you'd be willing to answer this. Brian Thompson, the listener, asked, how did you manage to keep the mobile intact? But, this might be violating the magician's code.
How did I keep it intact? Yes. I didn't hit it with the hammer.
You did not hit it with the hammer. So it's a switch. It's a sleight of hand switch.
No. It goes into the envelope. The envelope is sealed. Five other envelopes are produced. Uh-huh. They're all shuffled up. Yeah. They're all laid out.
Is there something in those ones?
Yeah, well, I just got old phones from the recycle center and banged them in.
Yes.
And then, the audience member picks five and smashes them to bits with a hammer. It's a lot of fun, but there's manipulation involved, but it's more manipulation of the person than the phone.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I like that.
And
stuff.
As you smash it with the hammer, you are like, I swear to God, I think that might have been the iPhone.
Oh man, I felt like the young lad on Christmas morning there opening the last envelope. I was like, oh God, oh please be an iPhone. Oh Jesus, Mammy, please be an iPhone.
Grim, what show was that? I think I might have been at that one. What show was that?
Oh God, have I fucked this up more than once?
I don't know. I think I have a vague memory. I think I might have.
I think you've definitely seen
Fibbers.
The trick before.
I've seen it. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been that close to messing it up before.
Okay. I think you may have just been like, that's fun. That's fun. What do you call it? Patter or banter?
Oh, yeah. You always pretend you're going to mess it up because that's going to make the other person sweat. Yeah,
I think that may have been.
But there was just the one time where I genuinely didn't know and I was genuinely sweating.
So Zadina, the producer, has asked if we can do the Pet Cemetery. Now, Gala, have you been kind of primed is what Pet Cemetery is all about?
I only know little bits from what Grim told me.
Long story short is really just kind of tell us about how a pet that you had left us, how they left the planet. And it's just, you just tell us that story. It's a little bit of kind of a memorial audio recorded kind of tribute to a pet that you liked. And generally speaking, if you can think of one that like passed away in somewhat of a colorful way, that's always a benefit.
I can totally do that.
All right. So we're going to do it right now. And we'll be right back with Pet Cemetery with Gallagher. If you want to get in touch, go ahead and do so on Twitter at UnfixRay. I think my Instagram game going on. All these young people are doing the Instagram. And by the way, Gala, someone from the audience messaged and said you are only as old as how you feel. So how does that make
you feel?
You're only as old as the people that you feel. All right. So we're going to do Pet Cemetery. We're going to do it right now. And we'll be right back. I don't want to live my life again. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again.
Yes. No. Okay. So I'm going to talk about my bunny, Joey. Joey was my little bunny rabbit. He was absolutely gorgeous. We adopted him from a rescue. I wanted to call him Rorschach because he had like all these black blotches on his face. He was absolutely adorable. And so Joey used to always love to stay in his cage. But then there was one day that he was like flittering around the place and I was like, oh, maybe he wants to go outside. So we bring him outside and he's running around the place like he usually does. And then he goes back to his cage. But then I hear like these weird steps and he never goes upstairs, like never. So I go out to the hallway and there he is, like halfway up the stairs to my bedroom. And I'm just like, Joey, what the hell are you doing? Like, he's never been upstairs. He doesn't even know how to go upstairs. He's really fat, like. So I pick him up and I bring him downstairs and I put him in front of his cage. And he's like, no, I don't want to go in. He's just like pawing it. No, don't want to go in. He's like, all right, I'm just going to leave you there. I'm just going to sit with you. So then he goes into his cage, immediately flops over and starts twitching. Like, It was horrific.
He really did not want to go into that cage.
I wish this was funny, but like he literally just like flopped over and started twitching. I was just like, no, he's only playing. Turns out he was actually dead. And I stayed in my room for like 3 days. Because he actually just wanted like to go out and play before he actually died.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you memorized him, didn't you? You got a little...
Oh yeah, I've got a tattoo on my hip of him. Yeah. But he's got a chainsaw and a ski mask.
Yeah, as you do.
And he's chopping up a carrot.
Okay. A particular breed of... bunnies.
All right. All right. Yeah, Pet Cemetery with the Gallagher. That was spectacular. So you think it kind of had like a neurological, like a seizure or maybe a cardiac event?
Yeah, I think... Bunnies are actually prone to heart attacks.
Ah.
Especially at the age Joey was, like he was 4, they only live up to like 6 years old.
All right,
whoa,
is that all?
As bunnies, far as I'm not,
I know, I don't know about how. Like, look, no offense to your relationship with your bunny, but like for me, I just don't know about rabbits as pets. Kind of like they're flight. They're so prone to flight, so they just want to go all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. And like,
it's like a pet deer, they just want to run so bad.
He never wanted to leave his cage. We'd always leave his cage open. But he wasn't, like, he was just so timid. I think he was just...
Yeah, he was a shy guy.
So shy all the time.
And you were able to provide for him a safe refuge.
Even when he was going to sleep, he put his ear over his eyes. Oh, it was so cute.
That is cute. Now he's memorialized on your body with a ski mask. Or no, like a Halloween, like a Friday the 13th kind of...
Yeah.
He's the Jason Voorhees of the bunny world, and thank you for indulging us. All right, we're gonna Graham, you know, it's become something of a tradition. You are known for, or at least I know you for, doing the old Monster Mash.
Oh, I do love to mash the monster.
It was a graveyard smash. We have to keep that in mind. And I think we're willing to do the backing vocals, right?
Let's go for it.
He did the mash. The Monster Mash.
Oh, I thought it was like
it
the
Wahoo.
It
was the Mash. And yeah, and there's the Wahoos.
I thought it was the Wahoo.
You got it. Yeah.
That part.
Indeed. Yeah.
Gala's got the Wahoos.
Okay, Gala.
Okay, we're all with the Wahoos. Great.
It's become a bit of a tradition. All right, and then after that, we're going to allow you guys to get back to your real lives. Thank you so much for coming in and doing the show. Graham, the fourth time, the Halloween Spectacular.
Yep.
2019, 4 in a row, man. Oh, my God. It's
5 next
It's
year.
A lot.
Yeah, my
life's
good.
My life is flying by. I'm gonna die. I'm having existential.
Like 4 years, does
it? It's crazy. I cannot believe that it's it has crazy. Been four. I cannot believe it has been four. I can't believe it. I know it to be true because we had this double
evidence.
Feature.
But
yeah,
we recorded the evidence. We know it's true.
And
we had Kitty
and she brought her snakes over, and that was spectacular. Oh, you're eating glass. You're putting mouse traps on your tongue.
We've had a lot of fun.
We've had a lot of fun over the years. So yeah, we're just gonna throw this thing on. I think it's gonna
hit me.
13-second delay. So yeah, it's about 5. Are you psyched? Are you psyched to do the Monster Mash? You've done this a bunch of times.
I love mashing those monsters.
Yeah,
you're good. Here we go.
I'm gonna mix you live. I'm mixing you live.
I was working in my lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. When the monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
Oh, it was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The Monster Mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes.
He did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
Oh, it was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The Monster Mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula and his son. Oh, the scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
Oh, it was a graveyard smash.
They played the Mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The Monster Mash.
They played the Monster Mash. From out of his coffin, Drac's voice did a ring. It seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Threw open the lid, shook his fist and said, "Where the fuck is my Transylvanian twist?"
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
Oh, and it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It caught on in a flash. It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to hell, tell them Grim sent you.
Then you can
Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
Oh, you'll be a graveyard smash.
The Monster Mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
The Monster Mash.
When you Monster Mash. Mash.
Wow. Wow.
That was awesome.
I think that went well.
Dude, kudos to you. That was awesome.
It was spectacular.
That was a lot of fun.
Grim Squeaker, thank you very much once again for coming in and doing the Halloween show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
We're going to have it. Are we going to do number 5?
Hell yeah.
One for the thumb.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it
Pittsburgh
going.
Thing.
Gallagher, thank you so much for coming in. I wanted to mention, we did the Miss Burlesque. We had a Bonnie Boo on a show ago, and then I think it was 2016, you were audience choice or something.
I was indeed, yeah.
What was that like? Like getting, you know, the crowd award?
You have no idea. Like I went on not really knowing what I was doing because right. I was just after rebranding myself. Okay. I had a new name before then. Uh-huh. Once I went on, of course, everybody was already crowned for... Yeah. Well, not crowned, but they were announced for the finals.
Sashed. Oh, right, okay.
And we went outside and they said, we already counted and we've got the Audience Choice Award. Uh-huh. And this one goes to Gala Grey. Wow. And it took me a minute or two to realize that they said it was me.
You forgot that was your new name, yeah.
It wasn't only that I forgot my name. I just didn't think that it was real. I thought I was... dreaming, I suppose.
That's awesome.
That's a sweet story. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh my god, it was insane. Like, it was the first time I changed my name and rebranded myself, and I really didn't think I was capable of it.
There you go. That's a good word to get to. Audience choice, right?
Yeah, I'd say so, man. Yeah. Come on.
But here's to all the support I have, though. Look at himself over here.
Yeah.
No, taking me under his wing all
nice
those
parent.
Years ago.
It's very sweet. It's kind of like Wolverine and Rogue, you know?
Okay.
That kind of thing. And you can't, the Rogue, you know, you can't touch her, so. She's married. It makes sense. The metaphor works. All right, guys, listen, thank you so much. Grim Squeaker, Gallagher, thank you so much for coming in and doing the show. And, we're gonna do a bit more. We're going to get you out of here. And thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing it so
late. Have a great Halloween, guys.
You too. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Yay, yay.
Grim Squeaker.
Oh, man.
Gallagher.
That was great.
Live and Unfixed Halloween show 2019.
Yeah. Truthfully awesome.
Dig it. I dig it. I dug it.
Very much so. I mean, the energy was really, really good. Actually,
you know what it was?
What was it?
Lit.
Ah, Liddy 2.
Liddy 2. What?
Liddy, you have to finish it because I'm not.
I'm not doing it either.
Okay, great. But
I'm prude, man.
No, you're not.
They were talking about bummies.
Man, the gore stuff. And I didn't get much into that questioning, but I wanted to kind of get into the gore a little bit, but yeah, they're not shy. They have personality, and I could tell by the rendition of the Monster Mask that He's a performer.
Oh, he's an old ham.
He's a performer.
He's good at what he does. Excellent MC. He also the best sideshow in Ireland. Best in the country. He was on Ireland's Got Talent.
Wow.
He got towards the semifinals or quarterfinals, somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I voted like crazy for him.
No slouch. He's not a slouch at all.
No, he's an old pro. Really, really good. Really good sideshow freak.
Yeah, good stuff. And I've been to, I'm not sure what to call it, but I've never seen Gorlesque, but I have been to like little small circuses.
Okay, where so you've seen stuff kind of in this vein,
in that space. Yeah, and when you mentioned the magic, you know, I'm always a little kid. That was like one of the first professions I wanted to do growing up. Yeah, being a magician.
Man, it sucks. You know, look, sincerely, like, you know, I think you've enjoyed your little trip over to Ireland this time, right? We should just do it a little more often. You can do it for next to nothing. You stay here for free.
Yeah.
And you know, you're not wrong. We'll get you out to one of his shows. They're a hoot.
Yeah, November was it 21st that he said?
Yeah, November 21st is the next Rogues Gallery show.
Yeah, whoever's listening, go. I might be there as well.
Yeah, we can. By the way, if you're listening and you can get there, if you're in Dublin, just send us a message here on at Unfixed Radio.
Oh, yeah, he was kind enough to like spare a couple tickets, right?
Yeah, we'll put you on the guest list. And we'll get you in. So yeah. You know, even if you're listening on the podcast version, if no one's claimed it by then, send me a tweet and I will forward it to Grim Squeaker. And,
absolutely,
he'll get you on the list. So we've got a few more segments to get through. Yeah. We're going to wind it down soon. We Andrea Lorien,
hey,
is going to call into the show.
Man, okay. Long time.
She's going to call in, and no, I'm going to give her a buzz actually. Yeah, so we're going to do it.
We have memories.
So this is a segment called 90 Seconds with Andrea Lorien, where Andrea gives you 90 solid seconds of her mind business, and you just take it from there, and then that's it. She'll just give you what she thinks about on a topic. So let me just give Andrea a call.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Andrea, how are you?
Hey, Adam. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, Andrea, as you know, Bay. Bay is here with us in the studio
tonight. Hey.
Oh my God! Hi, Amir.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I haven't seen you in so long. We should totally hang out.
We have to do that. Let's do it soon, please.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Perfect.
And you should. So listen, we have to stay tight. Let's do 90 seconds with Andrea Lorien. You can have your flowery reunion some other time. Not on my one on my clock. Okay. So all right, let's do it. Andrea, you have a topic tonight, isn't that right?
Yes, I do.
What is the topic, please?
It's road trips.
Okay, because you're planning on doing a good long drive, right?
Yes.
Driving cross country.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, so I'll play you in, and then you do your thing, and then we'll bid you adieu, and then we can talk to you soon, and we'll take it from there. Is that all right?
Perfect.
Super. And just a moment.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to be taking part soon on a classic, good old-fashioned American road trip. Do you know what this is? Okay, it's when somebody gets in their car and they drive from one side of the country to the other. It's pretty simple, really. Like, there's open road, open skies, open canisters of potato chips. Because that's the thing with, like, when you're road tripping, you want to get some really good road trip snacks. So, like, I got some dried mangoes, which is really good, like the sweet and juicy. It's from Trader Joe's. Highly recommend if you have a Trader Joe's, sweet and juicy. It can't be the regular dried mangoes. It has to be the sweet and juicy mangoes. Anyway, and I also got some veggie straws, which are basically like veggies, like instead of potato chips or crisps, they're made to be veggie straws. I'll have to like, you don't want to drink through these straws. You just want to eat them while you drive. Also, I got some of these Scandinavian swimmers, which really are just gummy fish. So anyway, that's my road trip snacks, because it's going to be like an 8-hour road trip. That's a lot. And I don't usually drive, like, I don't have a car right now, so I just take public transportation in the city, which is fine, whatever, it's what you do. But, like, I mean, I'm an American, right? That's what you do. You get in a car and you drive. Never mind the fact that it took me, like, 5 years and 7 tries to get my driver's license, like, that's fine. That doesn't matter. Right now, what matters is that I'm renting a car and I'm going to get behind the wheel and I'm going to drive on down through the Smoky Mountains and to the Blue Ridge Parkway, Blue Ridge Highway. I can't really remember. It's supposed to be really gorgeous. It's like the beautiful time of year. The leaves are all orange and I can't wait to see them. And whenever I get there, I'm probably going to have to go to the bathroom because, like, you have to hold your bladder a lot. We
don't have that time for seconds. 90 seconds and we're gone.
Oh, nice.
We dump it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's super nice.
She crammed a lot in there.
That's the whole point, you know. She gives you what she can give you within her time.
Get right down to the business. Yeah. The nitty-gritty.
We're working. We've been talking about, like, kind of workshopping that segment, and we're hoping to, like, do a countdown timer.
Oh, uh-huh. Nice. Perfect.
And also, like, the beginning from Mario Kart.
Ah.
Yeah, at the very beginning. Like, get ready. Yeah. Dun, dun. You got it. Yeah, and at the end, like a kind of a countdown timer, and she can just squeeze as much in as she can.
Yeah.
This is the big dream. This is the forward-looking, the forward-thinking, like the future of 90 Seconds with Andrea Lorien involves a countdown timer.
And it's only going to get more exciting. She's always exciting.
That was Sam Wilson's contribution to the show. Like, one of his biggest pieces of input was dreaming up 90 Seconds with Andrea Lorien, and here it is, what, 12 years later? 2007, we first did it.
Yeah, cheers to Sam.
That's my favorite part of Cameo's word up. I do dig it. So, all right, we got more show to get through, man.
Yeah, man.
You think we're getting out of here, but no.
It's the Halloween special.
Yes, the Halloween special.
We got to give you it.
We have to do it, and we have to be here. Like, this is, it's so, like, I really had to, like, throw this thing together.
Job.
If you didn't notice that it was a tiny bit, like, stressed.
I noticed. No, but you did a great job, and the guests today were, like, really, really intriguing.
Well, that's a credit to them.
Pet Cemetery was great.
That was a good one.
No, it really was.
I've heard a lot of them. I've heard a lot of Pet Cemeteries. You can catch out old episodes at unfixed.filetap.com. Follow us on Twitter, Unfixed Radio, and there you go.
Absolutely.
Check it all out. Yeah, we have a couple more segments to get through before we pull it. Hey, what the hell's going on? Oh, yeah, I'm going for a walk segment, okay? The going for a walk segment is when we take the show out of the studio, we take it to the people, right?
Gotta get mobile.
Yeah, as opposed to always being strapped in, we've got the headphones on, we're here with our microphones, you know, we're at the abandoned bar, and we're kind of like locked in, right?
Yeah, we're sitting, you know? Sometimes you gotta stretch your legs.
So, yes, that's precisely what I'm talking about. You get it.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
You get me.
I get things. Well, not that you're a thing.
You get things in general.
Yeah.
So this is the segment in which we actually get out there. I take my little micro recorder out and I do something. Typically, it's, you know, it's an interview with whomever. Like, so I was out there. Firstly, what happened? Have you ever heard of Extinction Rebellion?
No.
There's this group of people that believe that, like, peaceful protest and things aren't enough. So you need kind of like civil disobedience, MLK style.
Yeah.
And they're doing, like, sit-ins. They're, like, blocking traffic and, like, getting on top of trains and planes and stuff and attempting to disrupt things.
Yeah.
To bring attention to the climate crisis, right?
There you go.
So I went to they had sectioned off a tent and set up a boat and a stage. And I went and interviewed this guy, and it was a very good interview. And then I listened back to the file, and it was just unusable.
Ah, oh, that's terrible.
It's awful.
Sorry.
So I went out there, and I was trying to find another guest. Actually, I thought there was a bit of a talk, and I tried to go to that. It wasn't on. And then I was like about to get my car, and there's, you know what slacklining is?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so they, like, basically put a tightrope between two trees in a park and then walk across it.
Ah, yes, I do know what that is.
So I was about to go interview, and then I realized I didn't give a shit. Like, I didn't want to hear what that people had to say about
nothing?
Slacklining at all.
No, not at all. Some of them can do flips.
I've never seen that.
No.
Come on. Look, this isn't, you know, there's a lot more people in America. A lot more. Like, Ireland punches way above its weight in terms of cultural impact worldwide.
Gotcha.
For the amount of people it has here, the bands on the world stage, you know.
But the quality here. Tourism,
absolutely amazing, really. Yeah. In the U.S., you just have more people.
Yeah.
You have people doing flips on tightropes. Anyway, I just realized no one wants to hear. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to. I was not interested. That's what I learned about me and slacklining, folks. I don't care. So I did going for a walk nonetheless, and here it is. Check it out. Hit us up on Twitter at Unfixed Radio.
Going for a walk.
Hello, this is Adam Jensen. I'm out here doing the Going for a Walk segment, where we take the show out of the studio and out into the world. And today,
We are going for a walk. That's it. No interview. I'm just out here. I've been going for maybe, I don't know, 25 minutes. I walked from around Trinity, Clare Street, and I walked all the way down to the canal, and now I'm walking back. I'm walking back up, and it is brisk. It's a bit misty, a little wet today, but it's autumnal. It's nice. I'm happy to have gotten out of the house, and that's it, folks. So, you know, you got to get out there and just get the blood flowing. That's right.
That's it. I went for a walk.
Nice.
Like, I thought it was kind of like just as kind of nearly an experimental segment, getting the going for a walk segment down to its absolute bare essentials.
Yeah.
I'm just going for a walk.
That's it.
It was a nice walk.
It sounds like it, actually.
It was very pretty. I felt good. You know, you get a bit of exercise, endorphins kick in.
Yeah, it's beautiful around here around this time, too.
You feel nice. You feel calm.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'm into it. Yeah, no. Autumn has been decent. It's been a little rainy, but there you go. So, changing gears to something a tiny bit not so cheerful. I was telling you a little while ago that my very close friend Devin Oss passed away.
Yes.
September 17th, she died.
Yeah.
And she came up and, you know, we were hanging out. We were actually doing The Dispatch, which is the normal show that I do here on Ultimate Radio on a Tuesday. And we were doing the show, and she was guest hosting, kind of sitting in and playing songs and stuff. And as we kind of like wound down, kept on the mics and did some recording, and we made a segment that she would be involved in called Devin's Eco Tips.
Okay.
Right? So we did that. And then we streamed it live. And then before I had a chance to mix it down and do the unfixed podcast version,
yeah,
she actually passed away. So by the time you were listening to it on the podcast version, she was no longer around.
Wow.
But the segment's still there. So the thing is, though, that we recorded three. So I've got two more, and I'm gonna play one now. And I don't know if this is a little disrespectful, but you know, she's no longer with us. So, and she's doing a segment here on the show, and it's the Halloween show. So it's kind of like a ghost.
How about that? Right?
Just doing this segment. I miss my friend Devin very much. The death impacted me in so much harder than I expected it would.
I'm really sorry to hear it.
I wasn't planning. I mean, I didn't like think.
No one plans.
Of course,
no one plans. Yeah.
But totally destabilizing and really kind of like upending and everything. And yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot to it. But anyway, so Devin is going to do her Devin Eco Tips. And I honestly wish that, like, we had just started the segment really kind of off the top of our heads right in that moment. I'm a little disappointed we didn't have a little more time to... I'm just disappointed we didn't have more time.
Yeah.
But additionally, to nurture the segment into what it could potentially be. So it is what it is. It's short. It's just, we're just going for it late at night. And here it is. So this is Devin's Eco Tips, posthumously and terribly, terribly sad. Here on Unfixed. Eco emergency friends, and so we are hanging out with Devin, who is an eco expert. Damn it! And so Devin, you run sustainability projects down in Clock Jordan in the Eco Village, right?
I do.
You do. So, like, you know, we spoke recently about what the hell can, you know, the layperson do to kind of, like, reduce their carbon footprint.
Yep.
Is there anything else you would recommend for people to kind of, like, get involved with?
Well, I'd say one thing, you have to get places no matter who you are. So get on your bike, get on the bus, get on your feet and move. And if you do have to use a car, try to car share or carpool. And if you have to buy a car, buy it with somebody else or buy it used. So don't buy anything new with a big embodied energy bill.
You're basically telling people, like, to, when they go look at cars, like, don't look at big honkings.
Yeah, I mean, stay small for the fuel emissions and things like that. I'm not sure even that's the right phrase, but
stay
by
small.
Used. By used.
Stay small isn't the way to get guys off.
Yeah, stay tiny. Exactly.
What is the current state of affairs for people who are kind of just trying to keep it carbon neutral?
Carbon neutral? That's too hard a question.
All right. That's it. Thanks for your time. We'll talk next week.
Yeah.
yeah, so that's bittersweet to hear.
That was lovely. That was lovely.
Yeah, she's just a good person.
Yeah, very sweet person, well. And you're ridiculous.
this was post show. We had, you know, we were having a good time.
Yeah, no, that was great though. Honestly,
this is what she listened to. Her in her like her obituary, they wrote "Dance on, Sweet Devin."
Wow,
because she liked to give it. She liked to dance.
You gotta love that energy, that kind of spirit.
Indeed. Yeah. So we're gonna wind down. We're gonna get the hell out of here. We have one more thing to go through. I don't know if you're aware of that, Amir.
No.
So, you know, this is a segment we do every show. This is when we bring you little bits of information that it might be a tiny bit upsetting. Maybe a little hair-raising.
Yeah.
It is a segment that we like to refer to as...
The Scary News.
Yeah.
It's scary news, babe.
Yeah.
And it's October, so...
I've heard some disturbing things before.
Yeah, do you have some scary news?
Well, I don't know if it's like news or a bit of information. You know that you always can see your nose. You can never not see your nose.
Oh my God, I just looked at it.
Your nose is always within view.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's pretty unsettling.
I don't like that.
Did you just cover up your face?
I did. I tried to prove you wrong.
No.
Because I can't see it right now.
You're always looking.
I can see my hands covering my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I really got. You know.
We bring you news of the terrifying, unusual.
Yeah.
Scary. We take you to Germany.
Yeah.
Police in Germany said that a highly aggressive escaped cow in Bavaria destroyed an entire greenhouse, wrecked a scooter, damaged a police car, and knocked its owner to the ground before being recaptured. Good Lord, a cow. It's like Hindu, like docile, you know, like... sacred cow.
I want to be
wrecked
that
a scooter. What was it doing attacking a scooter? Lower Franconia police said the cow, which weighs over 1,300 pounds, escaped from the farm Saturday night. Multiple police cars and a helicopter were dispatched. That's the name of the show that I normally do, the dispatch, to chase down the highly aggressive and outraged bovine.
The highly aggressive and outraged?
Yeah. Okay. This is in quotes, meaning that's what the cops called it.
Okay.
Police said the cow managed to destroy an entire greenhouse and wrecked a scooter and a police car during the pursuit.
Yeah.
The cow's owner attempted to capture the animal personally, but was knocked to the ground and sustained minor injuries. The pursuers were eventually able to use emergency vehicles to box the cow in, and a veterinarian used a blowgun to shoot the animal with a tranquilizer. The cow was then returned safely to its farm where it continued to fuck shit up.
I think NWA may have been a more appropriate backdrop. To
right. That's a missed opportunity. Yeah, it's true. All right, we have our second scary news item. All right, in Jersey. A Jersey man broke a Guinness World Record when he unveiled a Ouija board measuring 3,168 square feet in Massachusetts. The Talking Board Historically... Well, talking, it's debatable. Talking Board Historical Society in Salem. The Talking Board Historical Society in Salem.
That's insane.
The
that there
Talking
is
Board Historical Society.
There's a group that...
has a name.
Has authority, or...
They have a website. I don't know if they have authority.
Okay.
Home of the infamous witch trials of the 1600s, said that Rich Omoorta Schreck spent a year constructing the giant Ouija board dubbed Ouijazilla out of 99 sheets of plywood, 20 gallons of wood stain and paint. The board was unveiled by the society on Saturday. The first Ouija board, which supposedly allows users to speak to spirits, was designed by William Fold in 1917. It was reproduced by the Parker Brothers Board Game Company in 1967, which means they stole it. Shrek's board allows the same design as the original board and features a 400-pound planchette. 400 pounds?
Yeah, I gotta look that up.
It's very big. It's very heavy.
Yeah, very much so.
The board is larger than the current Guinness World Record holder. 1,302, 54 square foot board constructed in 2016 on the roof of the Grand Midway Hotel in Windber, PA. People have nothing to do with their time. One more. This is the last scary news item, and then we will bid you... good evening. An Iowa meat processing business is apologizing to a neighboring family after a shared drainage system caused their basement to flood with animal blood.
Perfect.
The Lestina family of Bagley said they have never had an issue with a doll's custom meat locker, the meat locker, located next door until recently when their basement filled with blood, fat, and bones from slaughtered animals. Caitlin Ball, who became co-owners of Doll's Custom Meat Locker in April, said the slaughterhouse has been following the procedures set out by the previous owner, who operated the facility for more than 10 years. We thought everything would be fine.
That's obviously not true.
We didn't change anything, and we thought there wouldn't be any issues, she said. Workers and officials had no idea that the waste material flushed from their slaughter room would end back into the neighbor's basement. We're taking responsibility. We're trying to get insurance to cover it. Otherwise, we'll financially assist the Lestinas. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is investigating the incident and is working with the Dolls to prevent future incidents. What do you think?
Remember when the Guinness World Record thing was like,
hold on,
was impressive?
Yeah, when that meant something. That was when you were a child.
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about that? Is it still impressive to you anymore?
Like, did you know that, like, that the Guinness, that is the Guinness Book of World Records, that is who made
the same Guinness,
yeah, the same, the one and the same.
Wow,
one and the same
Guinness beer and
Guinness Stout.
Guinness, yes, Guinness, yeah. Stout.
You've been here enough times to know that.
Yeah, I probably, yeah, that's a, it's a mark.
I feel like a mark. Look, thank you for tuning into the show. If you can hear me say this, I'm talking directly to you. Thank you for listening. There's no point in putting all this stuff together without anybody listening to it. So if you can hear me say this, I mean you. And thanks. Also thanks to Bay, the Bull Bay, coming all the way from Philadelphia just to co-host.
Hey, man, thank you for having me.
Typically,
it's a pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you had fun. Toby is typically the co-host here of the show.
He's getting married.
He's getting married.
Yeah.
So Toby's getting married on Halloween.
Congrats, Toby.
To Katrina. And
congrats, Katrina.
Nothing but the best and warmest wishes to them.
Absolutely.
Somebody's getting married.
Hey. I'll be very far away, but I'll lift the glass. I'll raise a glass in their names.
How did you know that? Did I tell you?
You told me.
We were drinking pretty heavily the other night.
Yes.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we did.
I looked at you for a second. I'm like, how do I know that? You communicated that to me.
Yeah. So listen, honest to God, sincerely honest to God, honest to goodness,
to the angels or to the God and goddesses,
God's angels, whoever you pray to, spirits of Samhain, you know, the skeleton that's in my hallway.
Thank that you. That thing, man.
Yeah, it's scaring you. It's spooking you.
It's offsetting. You see something out the corner of your eye?
Yeah.
That's a little strange.
Human shaped. Was it spooking you all day?
There was one moment when Nina, the producer, walked past me and out of eyesight, uh-huh. and I turned my head slightly. I just saw a figure staring at me. I was like, is she just staring at me?
Yeah. And specific thanks, sincerely, to the one and the only. What? Not that. Thank you so much to the folks. What is going on? Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you so much to the folks, at Ultimate Radio for hosting Unfixed this time around. And happy Halloween and good night.
Have fun, guys.
Take care.